Every night, tens of thousands of New Yorkers, including families with children, experience homelessness. While most people imagine someone sleeping on a sidewalk, the reality in New York City is that nearly 95% of people experiencing homelessness stay in shelters rather than on the street. Still, the number of people needing shelter has grown dramatically over the last two decades. Between 2000 and 2020, the number of individuals staying in Department of Homeless Services shelters increased by 175%, rising from 22,955 to over 62,000. The numbers have continued to climb as the city faces a housing shortage, rising rents, and new waves of asylum seekers looking for safety. At the same time, eviction filings, especially following the end of pandemic protections, have resumed and become one of the leading drivers of homelessness. Many families leave their homes not just because of formal evictions, but because they can't afford rising rents or lose their leases with no option to renew. When families don't have access to early help, like legal aid, rental assistance, or affordable housing, they often fall into deeper housing crises. Homelessness is not only about housing, it's about everything that connects to it: access to healthcare, education, safety, and stable work. When someone loses their home, it affects every other part of their life. This is why prevention matters. Preventing homelessness before it begins is more effective, more humane, and less costly than responding after someone is already in need of help. One reason homelessness continues is that we haven't built enough affordable housing, especially in cities like New York. Strict zoning rules, high land costs, and limited rental support make it harder for people to stay housed. Many programs are also underfunded or have rules that exclude people, like not allowing pets or requiring too much paperwork.